Chapter 2.
So, they're kicking you out and buying your silence.
It couldn't have been made much clearer.
And you think it's all down to this Russian lech?
I'd stake my life on it. Horrible, horrible man. Jess reached for her wine and took a big mouthful. You should have seen him. The repulsive Mr. Dugoy, or whatever his real name is, was like something you find floating in a septic tank.
And so now this man has screwed you good and proper, although not in the way he was planning.
Jess looked across at her best friend. He has, and he hasn't. She saw interest in Hope's eyes and decided to try to explain how she was feeling now that the news had started to sink in. That afternoon, she had followed Caroline's instructions and cleared her desk, leaving without uttering a word to anybody, not even to Deanne at the front desk. She had taken the cardboard box containing her personal effects and the accumulated memories of 5 years and hailed a taxi to take her home. Only then, in the seclusion of the back seat of the taxi, had she finally succumbed to the tears she had been repressing ever since her conversation with Caroline. Nevertheless, by the time she got home, she had managed to dry her eyes and think rationally again. No sooner had she got back and dumped her things than she picked up the phone and called Hope, who had immediately invited her over. Now, here in her friend's cosy kitchen, sipping red wine, she did her best to put into words just what she was thinking. I'm not supposed to talk to anybody from work, but I know I'll get to hear about it sooner or later. I'd lay money on it being Dugoy behaving like the bully he is. He'd probably told Graham he'd give him the contract as long as he fired me. The whole surplus to requirements story was probably concocted by Caroline just so I couldn't take them to an employment tribunal and allege unfair dismissal. But surely you still could if you want to. Maybe. I don't know. But I don't want to go through all that. Besides, the thing is, Hope, I'll be quite honest. I've been feeling more...